In today's podcast, we're exploring one of my favorite neighborhoods in the entire Metro Vancouver area. This is a micro neighborhood that you've probably never heard of. Even if you live in this city, this is an area that most people that live in Vancouver have no idea that actually exists. And it's a real shame because this is one of the best neighborhoods for young families and young professionals. If you're thinking of moving here, this is a neighborhood you don't want to miss. Let's get into all of it right now. My name is Sebastian Albrecht with the Living in Vancouver BC team, and welcome back to the channel. This channel is all about moving to and living in Vancouver. This week, I'm taking you on the inside of one of my favorite parts of Metro Vancouver. And I know I say that about a lot of different parts, that this area truly is special. And it's an area you can't miss, whether you're moving here from somewhere else or you already live in Vancouver. If you're looking for a new corner of Vancouver to live in, this is an area you want to pay close attention to for a few different reasons. And I'm going to get into all of it. But right now, I'm standing on right in the middle of the Commercial Street Village community. This is just a few square blocks. And so, as I was saying, a lot of people don't even recognize that it exists, but it's a very unique part of Vancouver. And it's unique for a few different reasons, but foremost, it's really unique because of the blend of different uses that this area has. And so there is a residential component and a real diversity of different housing options that we have here, but there's also a significant commercial component on this street, as well as very unusually light industrial uses. And all of these blend together within the community, providing a really vibrant, spirited, community-driven neighborhood. And that's something that's really, really unusual in Metro Vancouver, as if you're spending time in Vancouver, you've probably recognized, but it's something that's not all that unusual to some other cities around the world. And in particular area like Montreal or Toronto or New York City, there's a little more diversity in this kind of neighborhood, but this is very unique in Vancouver. And so if you're looking for that kind of neighborhood, this is a place you really don't want to miss. In this podcast, we're going to get into exactly why you want to live here, some of the pros and the cons. We're going to talk about obviously exactly where we are and the types of people that tend to live here. And towards the end of the podcast, we're also going to get into exactly what the residential real estate market is like here. And I'm going to take you on the inside of one of my latest listings, something that I'm super excited about. It's excellent value and it is not to be missed. And as always, we're going to draw some of the lessons we can learn about the Metro Vancouver real estate market from this particular listing. Don't miss any of that. But for now, let's talk about exactly where we are in Metro Vancouver when it comes to the Commercial Street Village. All right, so let's start with exactly where we are in Vancouver. And we're just off of Commercial Drive, just to the south of Commercial Drive, and sort of in the northeast corner of the Cedar Cottage neighborhood in the city of Vancouver. And this area is bounded pretty much by 18th to the north and 22nd to the south along Commercial Street. And that's where you get the name, the Commercial Street Village. Right at the center of this neighborhood is the intersection of Commercial Street and 20th. And that's pretty much exactly where I am. I can see the intersection just down the street here. And, you know, you expand this neighborhood, both east and west, not so much north and south. And so there's a few streets to the east, a couple streets over towards Victoria Drive, and then a couple streets to the west as well. So streets like Wellwyn and Maxwell, those would be generally considered to be included in this Commercial Street Village neighborhood. But what about the type of people that live in this neighborhood? So who exactly lives on Commercial Street Village? Well, to be honest, it veers a lot towards a younger population, a family population. There's a lot of young families that live here. So tons of kids. That's what you're really going to find sort of as the unifying force amongst most of the people that are drawn to the Commercial Street Village area. Young professionals will also live here. And you also see an older population that perhaps, you know, in some of the single family detached houses, people that have been here for many, many years and perhaps a couple generations. You do see a diversity of ethnicity, whether it's people that have been in Canada for generations or people that have arrived in Canada in more recent years. There's a good mix of different types of backgrounds, different types of ethnicities. You also have a diversity of economic backgrounds because there is a pretty good mix of both ownership options, a real diversity in the type of ownership options that we're going to get into later, but also a different housing option. So you don't just need to purchase to live in this neighborhood. There's a lot, actually, I'm just about to walk past a few of them, but as you see there and behind me, these are rental buildings and these have been built in the last couple of years. And so there are plenty of rental options in the Commercial Street Village neighborhood, providing many different housing options. I wanted to talk a little bit about the history of this neighborhood. And why exactly is that important? It's because that history is really why this area is so unique and why it developed in such a unique way. So roughly, what is that? About 125 years ago, the interurban line was developed from the two major urban centers in the area. And that was from the city of Vancouver all the way out to New Westminster. And for a solid 30 years, that interurban line was the core fabric of the transportation network around the city. This was before really the era of the car, the automobile hit. And so one of the major stops of the interurban was right here on Commercial Street. And this became one of the major commercial centers of the city. So at the turn of the 1900s, as we entered the 20th century, Commercial Street Village was a vital part of the community. And at the intersection of Commercial Street and 20th, there's still an example of just how important this community was. And that is the Gow Block, which was purchased in 2005 by a couple who revitalized that building. And that revitalization has really become the core of this neighborhood. Now, starting in the 1920s, through the 50s, there was a bit of a decline of the interurban transportation network as the automobile took over. And once the automobile took over, much of the development moved a little bit further north to Kingsway. So it moved away from Commercial Street down here, just about five blocks to the south of us. Kingsway became the major transportation network from Vancouver out to New Westminster. And it's still a major transportation. It's still a part of the essential fabric of our transportation system today. And so starting in the 1950s, there was a severe decline. Once the interurban went away completely, there was a severe decline in how prosperous this neighborhood was. And so you had this commercial and residential mix here that developed very naturally from roughly 1900 to into the 1950s. But starting from the 1950s on, this neighborhood really kind of fell apart. And then industry moved in. And so light industry started to move in. And by the time the 80s came around, there was more light industry here than really anything else on Commercial Street specifically. And I lived in this neighborhood. I moved out in about 2012. And even at that time, and we were just talking a little over a dozen years ago, there was still much more light industry and little sweatshops along Commercial Street that have now disappeared. And today, there's far more interesting mix of the type of commercial businesses that are here today. Like there's Lane Fab here, there's Kokomo, there's Florist, there's the Tool Library, there's a couple other little cafes and restaurants. And that diversity has really increased, and the level and quality of the types of commercial businesses that have moved into this neighborhood are far different than they were even 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so this area has developed really naturally over the years to the point today where it has this really unusual mix of commercial, residential, and light industrial to really just combine to make this a really vibrant, interesting, dynamic, and somewhat gritty neighborhood that I personally think is really, really attractive. And obviously the people who are drawn to this neighborhood are also sort of excited by the dynamic urban nature of this neighborhood. So if any of that interests you, I think you're going to want to pay closer attention to the rest of this podcast to really understand if this neighborhood is going to be for you or not. Let's talk about some of the pros of living here. And number one would probably be the diversity of those housing options that you find. From the rental buildings in behind me, these are lovely, newly built, super comfortable, and relatively price effective. There's also good rental options in the single family residential homes that surround us. Lots of basement suites, lots of laneway houses. That type of thing is definitely within this community. And then you also have a variety of housing options for people that are looking to purchase, both at the low end, studios, one bedrooms, small townhouses, two bedroom townhouses, three bedroom townhouses, and going on up to a diversity of houses. And all of these are at a more affordable price point than you're generally going to find in much of the rest of the city. So that is kind of at the very root, the very core. That opportunity to find value here is a reason that a lot of people find themselves drawn to an area like the Commercial Street Village. These days, perhaps what is the biggest draw for people in Commercial Street Village is how family friendly this neighborhood is. It's surrounded by schools, it's surrounded by community, it's surrounded by parks and recreation. So many opportunities exist here for young families that are harder to find in different parts of Metro Vancouver or around Vancouver. And then on top of that, you're finding housing options that are relatively affordable. And I have to say, you know, if you're looking at a townhouse on Commercial Street Village, prices here are not that dissimilar from what you'd be paying in one of the distant suburbs, like in comparison to parts of Burnaby and parts of Coquitlam in Port Moody. That type of compares quite favorably to this neighborhood. And so a lot of families are drawn to this neighborhood because of all those reasons. And as a result, this is an increasingly family-oriented and family-friendly neighborhood. Yet another pro of living here is its central location. And if you look at a map exactly where we are in the city of Vancouver, you're kind of right at the heart of things. And so this location works really well for families that are sort of, you know, one person is working in one part of Vancouver, another person is going to school somewhere else, and somebody else is working elsewhere. For an example, maybe somebody is working at UBC, somebody else is working in North Vancouver, and somebody is going to school at Simon Fraser University. This can be a place that works really well for people who need that central location to be able to access different parts of Vancouver and Metro Vancouver. You can get out of the city quite easily. You're not that far away from the Trans-Canada Highway that can take you quickly out of the city. And plus, you're really close to a lot of fantastic amenities. And those amenities are really another big pro of living here. And so you do have Clark Park not too far away. You have some really nice amenities on Commercial Street, things like cafes and restaurants and stuff that wasn't necessarily here even just 20 years ago. This has become an increasingly convenient location. We're also not that far away from Kingsway, just up the street. There are some shopping opportunities up there, places like Famous Foods or Save-On Foods, and then all types of restaurants that are along Kingsway as well. And that becomes an easy way of getting in and out of the community as well. And of course, I'd be remiss not to mention that we are just south of Commercial Drive. Everything that Commercial Drive has to offer and all the attractions that are on Commercial Drive are really basically within walking distance. There's also Trout Lake, its community center, and the lake itself and the park down there that is a fantastic community amenity. And on top of that, we also have the SkyTrain station located at Broadway and Commercial. And that's one of the busiest SkyTrain stations in all of Metro Vancouver. A great transit hub. So an incredibly convenient location with all types of amenities that really draw people here and you can really take advantage of when you live in a location like this. All right, so we've gone through the pros of living in the Commercial Street Village, but now we got to talk about some of the cons. And as usual, I always find it a little more challenging to come up with some really solid cons for areas. I mean, after all these podcasts I'm doing of areas around Metro Vancouver, typically areas that I really think positively about and I'm excited about. And that's true of Commercial Street Village. So I came up with a whole bunch of pros, but it's a little more challenging for me to come up with these cons. Which number one is really the fact that this really does have some light industry to it, and you have to be okay with that. Not everybody's going to enjoy that sort of diversity, that grittiness that comes with this neighborhood. Personally, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the life, the vibrancy of the neighborhood when I lived here. But for some people, they're going to get annoyed about the noise and the traffic that can come along with some of the light industry that goes on in this area. So as an example, there is a bakery just down the street and it's an industrial bakery. They don't have a storefront and there are trucks that are coming and going. They're delivering, they're taking away goods. There's people, workers that work in that factory, and that borders directly on some residential housing. They share a lane. And so if you live right across from that lane, you might find that really irritating. You also might, I don't know, maybe you have a gluten allergy and all you do basically is smell fresh baked bread. And that might be something that drives you absolutely insane. So before moving to an area like this, you really want to make sure that you understand, you know, you don't just want to pay attention to what happens between 9 and 5 p.m. You also want to think about what happens at midnight or what happens at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning when that bakery starts going. Is that going to impact your quality of life, your sleep, that type of thing, where you can park as an example, right? So those are components you definitely want to think of when you're thinking of moving to this area that you may not need to consider if you're moving into some other neighborhoods. Con number two would be you just don't like kids. This is a neighborhood you definitely don't want to be moving to if you don't want to be around children. This area is full of children and specifically young children. There's a great elementary school that I'm standing in front of right now that's just at the top of 22nd Commercial Street. That would be Lord Selkirk. And that's part of the draw for so many families living here, this proximity to the school and the size of the school and the amenities of this school. But if you really want to stay away from the noise and the laughter and the joy, I mean, I might be showing my cards here, but if kids aren't for you, then this neighborhood might be one that you want to avoid. And third would be the insanely messy trees. Commercial Street in particular, from 18th, actually all the way up to 22nd, is lined by what I believe are linden trees. And I have a linden tree in my backyard, and oh my goodness, it may quite possibly be the messiest tree of all time. It's dropping stuff all year round. And so when you look at vehicles that are parked on that street, basically, if you value your car, you don't want to park on the street. Thankfully, the housing options that are on Commercial Street actually have their own parking, and so you'd most likely just be parking in an underground parkade off the street. But for those that have more than one car and you don't have enough parking that comes along with your housing, you're going to be parking on the street and your car is going to need to get washed all the time. It's just incredibly messy. This dirt gets onto your balconies, onto your homes, and that can be, you know, this is a little bit of a stretch to be talking about how insanely messy the trees are, but it's quite noticeable to me, particularly because I have one of these trees myself, and there are some elements of it that drive me nuts. Now, in the summer months, and right now we do find ourselves in the summer, it is one of the hottest days of the year right now. I think it's 29 degrees. I mean, it's quite nice having those big, massive linden trees that really provide so much shelter and so much shade. So I suppose there's a positive angle to that as well. But just be aware, those insanely messy trees are an issue. And the fourth con of living in Commercial Street Village would be its connection to the ocean. We are in the middle of East Vancouver here. We are a pretty good distance from the ocean. And so its connection to the ocean is pretty weak. It's going to take you about 30, 40 minutes to get over to somewhere like Kitts Beach or Spanish Banks. It's going to take you a while. And so this isn't a place that you're going to get to the ocean every single day. It's going to be a bit of a trek. But I did mention the fact that you're surrounded by a bunch of parks. There's Brewers Park just up the street. There's, of course, also Clark Park just down the street. And perhaps one of the nicest parks in all of Vancouver would be Trout Lake Park, which is a real focus for this community. And Trout Lake, incidentally, is the only fresh body of water within the city of Vancouver that allows swimming. In the summer months, there's actually a lifeguard station there. You can go swimming in that water. I personally have never done it. I wouldn't recommend it. It's a bit, to be frank, a bit swampy. I'm always a little bit shocked that people go in that water, but on super hot days like today, where it is in the high 20s or in the low 30s, those are days where, I don't know, Trout Lake looks pretty appealing and you might decide that's a body of water that you wouldn't mind jumping into. But just keep in mind, when you're living in the Commercial Street Village, you're not having this really strong connection to the ocean that you might have in an area like Kitsilano or Point Grey. So I promised you an inside look at my latest listing here in the Commercial Street Village. Here we are on the inside of 201-3736 Commercial Street. It's a two-bedroom, 1,123 square foot townhouse unit that has some incredible features that are gonna wow you, and they are so incredibly impressive. There's something here that you do not see very often, and it makes me personally, somebody that has seen hundreds and perhaps thousands of units all across Metro Vancouver, it makes me jealous, and it makes me thinking about what it would be like to live in a place like this. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to show you at the very end of this tour, but let's quickly take a look through here. Look at the size of this massive kitchen and the size of this space. And that's one of the unique features here, is this 1,123 square feet is over just two floors and an entranceway. There's a fair amount of stairs here, which not everybody's going to like and not isn't going to work for everyone. But what you get, because 1,123 square feet are basically over two levels rather than three. Most of the modern townhouses are actually three levels rather than two and then have three bedrooms. So with two bedrooms over two floors and 1,123 square feet, you get bigger space. And that's really the benefit here. If you don't need that third bedroom, well, you're going to get a much larger living space, a space for a dining table. There's even a massive desk in this space. And then this huge kitchen where more than one person can actually get things done in the kitchen. And that is kind of rare, unfortunately. You get a lot of outdoor space. There is, at the entrance, there is a patio. On this level, there's a balcony. And then you also have a half bath. So this is one of two bathrooms. But the important thing is that this bathroom is on the main level. So your guests don't have to go upstairs. People can just access this bathroom. And of course, if you have children, that's pretty key too, that people aren't constantly running up these stairs. Now, right through this closet here at the top of the stairs is the laundry. And that's not unusual in the townhouse of this kind of age, but it is really important. You want to have your own laundry. And here we are in one of the two bedrooms. And you're going to notice once again that the bedrooms are big. And then once again, all of this outdoor space, it's not a balcony, but you have a, or not a typical balcony. It's not huge, but at least you're able to access the outdoors with that Juliet balcony and have a big opening, which is west facing. You have lovely trees on Commercial Street, bringing in dappled light. And so in the summer months, you're going to get some shade from that. But in the winter months, of course, these trees lose their branch, or they don't lose their branches, they lose their leaves. And when you want the sun, you're going to get the sun and a little more warmth from that. And here we have the second bathroom. It's a full bathroom in behind me here. And of course, that's important where you have the bedrooms. Nice to have. It's not an ensuite, which would be better if it was an ensuite, but of course it's right outside the door. Not a big deal. And once again, this is the master bedroom, another really big bedroom, huge, huge bed here, and easily could fit a king size bed, no problem whatsoever. But let's go upstairs and let me show you what I think is really exciting and is going to blow you away. So this is it here. Wow. Look at this view. Look at that view. It is amazing. So right now we're at the very top of Commercial Street Village. I do not see a single rooftop patio anywhere around here. You can see, let me look, show you what I'm looking at right now. Those are the bricks townhouses. Those are all roofs of townhouses. Across the street, you see some light industrial. Across the street over here, you see some balconies, but all the roofs are just roofs. And we have the neighbor, they have the exact same patio right there. And then across the courtyard, a couple over there. So in terms of privacy, you are one of two of the highest rooftop patios that you see anywhere in this area. And as a result, you get to overlook everything and you see this incredible view. Look at those North Shore mountains over there. You see downtown off in the distance as well. It is gorgeous. It's fabulous. I am so jealous right now. This is exactly, I would love to put a rooftop deck on my house. This is exactly what I want, a place where you can retreat to. They've also done some Trex decking up here, but yeah, this is really the biggest selling feature of this particular unit. And I think that's a good point to be made here is when I'm thinking of helping people purchase a place, one of the pieces of advice that I often give is have something that stands out in some way. No matter what the market is doing, it's going to make your property more saleable and more likely to attract a buyer. And whether that means more outdoor space, whether that means a second parking stall or an attached garage, depending on the product, whatever it is that helps you stand out from the competition becomes really, really important. And this is a perfect example of that. We are listed in, what is it now, July of 2020. And this is one of the worst real estate markets, the slowest real estate markets that we've seen, where demand is low and the amount of supply that we have in the market is really high. But because of this outdoor space, we stand out in the market. And this today, I was doing an open house. This is one of the busiest open houses I've had in, I don't know, the last couple of years anyways. And I would say that it's almost exclusively, partially it's because of the location we're in, and this is a desirable family neighborhood. But if we didn't have this outdoor space, if my clients didn't choose this, make the right decision when they bought, they wouldn't be having so much success in getting this property sold when they really wanted to at the price that they really want to. So that's a really key consideration. So I'm going to finish up. I'm going to wrap up outside here and we're going to head back downstairs. One other thing I'd mentioned, the fact that you can open the door below and then open that top door. So you get cool air coming through this space and allowing the hot air to exit. That's a really nice thing in the summer months. And you don't necessarily need air conditioning in Vancouver in a property like this, because right now I'm standing outside. It's probably about 26 degrees or so. And I can feel a cool breeze because we're elevated off the street a little bit. All the windows and doors are opened. And then you get this rush of air that's coming from the front door down below, right through the unit, right upstairs. So definitely sort of a nice feature that you might not be really thinking of when you're coming from a condo specifically, and so many other types of properties that lock in the heat. This is one you definitely don't really need to worry about that. This is the inner courtyard. So another unusual thing up here is that rather than a townhouse that comes off of the street level, what you have is a common entrance for which you need a key or you get buzzed in, and then you come up into the courtyard and all of the townhouse units are accessed from the inner courtyard. And so the result is that there's added security and there's also added connection amongst the neighbors. You all see one another and spend time with one another. And this is, as a result, a little more integrated of a building. Now, I do want to mention, going back to the fact that this is 1,123 square feet, and that so often we see three bedrooms put into the same space, you would be paying considerably more if this was three bedrooms. So there is an added value here. Because there's only two bedrooms, you're looking at about a 15% discount or so. If this was a three bedroom townhouse around 1,150 square feet, 1,200 square feet in this neighborhood, you'd be paying about 1.3 million and we're asking around 1.1 million. So there is a big difference just based on that extra room. And if you don't need that extra room, if you can just manage with those two bedrooms, what you end up getting is a little more space, that sense of space that I was talking about earlier in this particular unit. You also get that bonus bonus of the outdoor space, which so many people are looking at and looking for. One other point I want to make about this particular building is that it's just a strata of 7 units. And I find personally that people are either drawn to these small stratas or to large stratas. And there's sort of a culture that people are really drawn to one way or another. Each have their positives and their drawbacks, the pros and the cons. If you've been watching this channel for a while, you know I see that in so many things, whether it's a location, a neighborhood, a building, or a housing type. But with stratas, I find that as well. So a strata like this is a little more relaxed than you're going to find in most large stratas. And a strata like this also can be, because they're a little more relaxed, they're usually not as well run and they're not as professional. But this strata blows me away in how well they're run. So there are exceptions, and that's really important to note. Unusually for a small strata, this strata is professionally managed. This strata also has a really healthy contingency reserve fund of about $40,000. They're saving for future projects already that are well in advance of when they really need to worry about it. And that's because they've also done a depreciation report within the last few years, and they intend to continue to renew those depreciation reports. And so many small stratas are avoiding that because it's expensive. But this strata is able to do all this with still a very reasonable maintenance fee that's just shy of 50 cents a square foot every single month. And that's really, really reasonable considering all the things that they're doing and how well run this place is. But those are considerations you want to have when you're looking at different types of stratas and things that you want to be thinking about. All right, so let's talk about housing. And as I said earlier in this podcast, there is a real diversity of housing options that you find in the Commercial Street Village area, as well as much stronger value than you're going to see in other parts of Vancouver. And one of the reasons that you do see a lot more diversity, we are just off of Kingsway. We are just on the edge of the Cedar Cottage community. And this is an area that the city has really done a lot of experimentation in the types of housing that they allow, the higher density that's been allowed, really starting about 15 years ago. And it's centered a lot on this Commercial Street Village. So there is, when I talk about diversity of housing options, there is honestly more options here than you're going to find in many parts of Metro Vancouver, and definitely than in what you find in Vancouver. These options include things like laneway houses, townhouses, sort of buildings that are built at the back of other structures. And it's allowed for a lot more affordability than in many other parts. So to begin with, let's just talk about sort of the single family detached houses in the area. Price point of a house in this neighborhood right now is just shy of $1.7 million. It's $1,680,800. That's declined about 7% in the last year. And so this is well below what's typical for East Vancouver and well below what's typical for the city of Vancouver, which is now above $2.5 million. So you can see what I mean about finding value in this neighborhood. Behind me, you see a great example of some of the townhouses that have been built in this neighborhood. And these are some of the older townhouses. This was an old, at the time, it was a BC Tel lot. And this was sort of the beginning of the development, the rejuvenation of this neighborhood that we now see today. And the big reason, the start of what's made this neighborhood so popular. But these townhouses in behind me are some of the most spacious, well laid out and well designed, well built, and now also well maintained in the entire city of Vancouver. I love that little development back there. But in terms of townhouses in general, you're going to find in this neighborhood, a typical townhouse is just over $1.2 million. So in June 2025, I should timestamp what I'm saying. It's $1,243,900 to buy a typical townhouse in the neighborhood. And that's a decline of 5%, 5.2% over the last year. So as the rest of the market has been declining, so too has this neighborhood. And you do see some even stronger values from what I'm seeing right now in this neighborhood. And then in terms of condos, a typical condo at the moment is $764,500, and that's a decline of 3.8%. There's a few little condos right here. There's not a lot of them. Mostly what you're going to find are townhouses and half duplexes and laneway houses and houses, but there have been a couple new condo buildings that have been built, as well as some of the townhouse developments offer condo options. So tons of diversity, tons of options, affordable, relatively affordable price points in this neighborhood, all of which makes this neighborhood an increasingly favorable, exciting, dynamic option for a lot of people looking to move to new places around Metro Vancouver. When it comes to housing, a lot of the houses that you're going to find here, part of the reason that you find the typical house relatively cheap is as you get towards Kingsway, you're going to find houses that are relatively small and smaller lots, probably around 100 years old. As you get a little further away from that, you can get some really beautiful classic character homes that are in and around the Commercial Street Village Center, because this was a very prosperous area in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. And a lot of those houses still remain and have been revitalized, whether it's just renovated and kept as a single family residential house, or it's been subdivided into duplex, or perhaps, you know, there are some cases where you see those houses have essentially been made new again. And then in the back, there's townhouse development or a laneway house that's been developed. So there are also some new houses in the neighborhood and a sprinkling of houses that have sort of been built in between. And then in terms of townhouses, most of what you see on Commercial Street, a lot started in the mid to late 90s, see a little more built in the late 2000s, and then in the early 2010s. There's then a few condo buildings been built a little more recently into the 20-teens, maybe around 2020. And then you're seeing more rental buildings being built in the last 5 years or so. So most of the newest construction of sort of high density strata type of development is actually not strata at all. They're purpose-built rental buildings that you're seeing being built in this community. And once again, all of that lends itself to a lot of the diversity of housing options and a lot of the diversity of the types of people that end up living in the community. So there's so much that's unique about Commercial Street Village, so much to love, and a few things that you want to be aware of that might not be totally ideal for you and your family. But I think this is an area that you really should be aware of if you're thinking of moving to Vancouver, or if you're just thinking of moving within Vancouver. You want to consider this neighborhood as a potential destination, because it's really an area that too many people don't fully understand or are aware of, and why you should live here. In any case, if you are thinking of moving to Commercial Street Village or really anywhere in Metro Vancouver and thinking of purchasing a home, I'm a real estate agent that has helped hundreds of families do exactly what you're trying to do, and I can help you and your family as well.
There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/albrechtgroup.
Be sure to reach out whenever it is you're ready. And if you're not quite ready, that's okay. I have well over 100 videos to help you research further about your move, about what it's like to live in Vancouver, and where you should live in Vancouver. So be sure to check out my entire massive back catalog of videos, all those videos I've made exactly for people in your situation. Thank you so much for watching this one, and hopefully I'll see you next week.